This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Where in the world?
Poland, with support from the Polish Cultural Institute.
You join us as John I. Violet continues to scour the planet in search of answers to his riddles. Fearless in his pursuit of knowledge, there isn't an ocean too wide, or a cave too deep, or a desert too dry to keep him from his quest. But where in the world is John I. Flyalot today?
Dzień dobry. That means hello in Polish. As you might have guessed, I'm in Poland with another riddle to solve, and it looks like it's all about food. So I hope you're hungry. What do you make of this? A different type of flour makes this famous sweet treat. Especially at Christmas, it's lovely to eat. Now one of the most famous foods in Poland is called osypek. So let's start with that. I'm at a market in Zakopane. I'm going to need the cheese store. Here it is. Look, it's piled high with cheeses, all sorts. And there's some osypek. They're bound in small packets, and some of them have patterns stamped on them. The cheese can be made from both goat's and cow's milk, and it's smoked, so has a very strong and salty taste. It's phenomenally tasty. I must just try a bit. While it's certainly famous, it's not a sweet treat. And there's no flour in cheese, so I don't think the osypek is going to answer my riddle. We need another Polish food. So let's find a Polish kitchen. I can see uszka. They're dumplings. There are all sorts of dumplings in Poland. Some are stuffed with noodles, others with fruit and meat. These ones are like parcels of mushrooms. They're made of flour, and that's in the riddle. Looking promising here. Delicious. Dumplings are often served with a special soup called barszcz, which is made with beetroot. Whilst we often have dumplings in the UK, they are made of flour and suet, and we normally have them with stews, don't we? We don't have beetroot soup, though, which is a shame as it's extremely tasty. Now, barszcz is part of the traditional Polish Christmas dinner, and the riddle says we're looking for something you might find at that time of year. But are barszcz or uszka a sweet treat? Not really. I think we're on the right lines with the Christmassy food. The trouble with Christmassy food in Poland is that there's so much to choose from. Just as in the UK, Christmas is a very important time of the year for the Polish, and the food is very special. Let's see what sweet treats are on the menu. Hey, I smell biscuits. I'm pretty sure those are torońskie pierniki, and that is something you've probably eaten before. It means gingerbread. Now, you've probably eaten a variety of donuts, some glazed, other that are chocolatey, and even ones with special fillings. Well, that's a bit like Polish gingerbread. It comes in many varieties and lots of different shapes too. The Polish love their gingerbread so much, they even have a gingerbread museum. Could it be the Christmassy confection we're after? I suppose it doesn't have a special kind of flour. The search goes on. Look, these children are enjoying another Polish dessert. It's called makowiec. If you imagine a roll of pastry with a sweet paste rolled up in the middle, like a swirl, that's what makowiec is. Kids in Poland love it at Christmas, and, well, any time of year. Thinking about it, grown-ups like it too. I'm sure no one will mind if I cut myself a little slice. The really clever bit is that the sweet paste is made from poppy seeds. You probably know that poppies are pretty wild flowers. Hang on! Poppies are a flower! And cakes are made with a different type of flour! That sounds like the riddle! And And they're a treat that's eaten at Christmas time too. I think I'm ready to answer the riddle. A different type of flower makes this famous sweet treat. Especially at Christmas, it's lovely to eat. The answer is Makoviets. Riddle solved. Easy. You can find out more about Poland on the Fun Kids website. See you another time for more puzzles from Poland. Until then, do widzenia. That means goodbye.
Where in the world?
Poland is a Fun Kids production with support from the Polish Cultural Institute.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.